this is Brett Hill, IIS Technical Evangelist, with still yet another edition of the IIS Show. Today I'm talking to Andrew Lynn on the IIS team, who has recently taken a position of Group Program Manager. And even though you've taken that job recently on the IIS team, you've been around IIS for a while, right?
Yeah, I started IIS in January of 2004.
All right.
And I started out as just a developer.
Just a lowly developer.
Lowly developer, yeah.
And what did you do for them then?
Well, so I was brought over from the ASP.NET team, and I started working on the administration UI for IIS7.
IIS7?
Yeah, that's right. And it was a complete rewrite of the administration UI, and we decided to do a whole lot of stuff with it.
So because the IIS6 UI sort of looks a lot like the IIS4 UI.
Yeah, it hasn't really changed that much since then. They've added a couple of new properties here and there and a couple of new tabs, but we had a brand new configuration system that we were using in IIS7, so we decided to write a new UI to go along with it.
So the whole UI is completely redone, start to finish.
That's right.
So is it in a Microsoft Management Console anymore?
It is.
It still runs in the MMC?
It does, but we think it looks better if you run outside of the MMC.
So it can run outside of the MMC?
Yeah, it can run both ways.
So that's a new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what is this like a... What'd you write this in? Like, what's the foundation for
this? Oh, so we decided to do this as a fully managed code solution using WinForms technology. And, I don't know, we decided to try to dog food some of our own technology. And it's cool and beautiful.
You wanted to document the technology?
No, dog food it.
Oh, dog food it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, you mean we've been using it internally, or you guys have been using it? Is that what you mean?
Oh, WinForms is out there.
Or you use the WinForm technology.
Yeah, but there's not that many examples of Microsoft actually using that technology in
right.
a full-fledged application. So, we decided this would be a great chance for it.
So, this is another first for the IIS team, leading the way for Microsoft technologies and adopting our own stuff in a certain way.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I feel like it is.
So, what are the other things that are going on that are interesting behind the scenes with the new console, with the new manager?
Well, it's completely different.
Now, does it have the same kind of like modularity in a way? Like the entire IIS core is a modular pipeline.
Yeah. Right, so we're trying to make it the IIS tool like a new extensibility platform. So you can write plugins that plug into our UI that correspond with your plugins to the runtime.
You can plug in stuff to the UI.
Yep.
So you can add your own capabilities into the UI.
Exactly.
But you could do that in IIS6.
You could, but it wasn't a very easy thing to do. Not a lot of people did it. Here we've got a managed code extension, and if we have a bunch of samples out there on IIS.NET, it's really a lot easier to plug into this UI.
So did it use like an XML-style config, just like the rest of the config system?
It does use an XML-style config for listing like the sort of plugins to the tool.
So you're saying that I can take an application and I can write my own application and have it run an IIS7, and then I can also write my own extension to the IIS7 UI, and it bolts right in with all the rest of the stuff on IIS7.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it doesn't look any different than anything else there.
No, it should plug in as a first-class system. Like, we wrote all of our plugins to the tool in the same way that any third-party can.
Oh, okay. And now, since you can do that, can you also... Let's say I'm an application developer and I wanted to store my stuff with the IIS7 configuration, with the IIS.
Sure.
So, is that easier than it was with the metabase?
Yeah, it's a little easier. We have a new config system that's all XML based, sort of like the web config files in ASP.NET. And if you want to store some settings in that, you can definitely extend the configuration with your own configuration section, and then you can have the UI actually read that section from the web config files.
So that, and you can read that section using the new managed API?
Yeah, there's a new managed API called Microsoft Web Administration, which is sort of analogous to system configuration. It's just based on top of the implementation of configuration that IIS has done.
I see. So, okay, so we got a WinForm application that runs both in and out of the MMC.
Yep.
It's extensible because we can add in plug-in modules.
Yep.
We can extend the IIS configuration schema a lot easier, so
yep.
we can read that. That's a lot right there. And also, I presume, with the UI refactoring, redesign, that you've changed, like what you can do inside there? Or have there been some new things that you can do inside
the UI? Yeah, so one of the cool things we've done is we've integrated all the ASP.NET features into the IIS UI.
So you can configure .NET settings inside the UI as well?
Exactly, right? Yeah. So things like your ASP.NET membership, your roles and your users, or say your compilation settings for ASP.NET. Or
users. You can configure users inside the UI.
Yeah, that's right.
For the role, for whatever your membership provider is hooked up?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So, now the UI also has to connect to, so now my understanding is that there's like your administration host config, and then there's your web config.
Yep.
So how does the UI know when to write to an administration host config versus a web config?
I see. So this is sort of based on our delegation model that we have in the UI now. So the UI now sort of has the concept of both having machine administrators, but also has these things called site and application administrators. So as a site or application owner, without having full control of the box, you can still configure your website or your application on the server. And you can do this remotely or however you want. And so the way that we determine how to write to the different config files is based on how each of these configuration sections is delegated. So for instance, if you are an application owner and your machine administrator has delegated you the compilation settings for ASP.NET application, we will actually write those settings into the web config of your application. In the situation where the machine administrator has locked down that section for you, you won't be able to touch it as an app administrator, but when the machine administrator modifies something there, it'll get written to a location tag inside of application host config. Or in this case, it'd be the root web configuration of the .NET framework.
The root web configuration?
Yeah, so there's actually two sort of global roots to the configuration system. There's the application host config file, which is the global root for like all the IIS settings, and there's the root web config file, which is the settings for ASP.NET and the .NET framework.
Okay, but IIS doesn't use the root.web.
So the IIS configuration tools actually are able to write into the root web config.
Oh, okay.
So you can configure all your ASP.NET and .NET framework settings there.
All right. So there are a lot of choices.
Yes.
And so hopefully you can, is that, let's say I wanted to be sure I wanted to write my web to my web config that was in the website, like my application,
right.
My site root web config.
Yep.
What are the mechanics of that process inside the UI? Like I want to be sure to write to the lowest level. When I make a change.
Right, so to write to the lowest level, basically you go to your feature delegation page and you make sure that feature is delegated out to that site. So, you know, you basically you make sure that there's a what's called like a read-write delegation for that feature. So say, for instance, your directory browsing feature, you would select that within the feature delegation page and then say, make this a read-write delegation.
So you're telling me the delegation then is like a control. It's an attribute that's controlled by the administrator.
Yes.
So you can't just delegate anything. An application designer can't just take control of anything they want. It has to be permitted.
Permitted by the machine administrator.
Okay.
We also have a level of delegation between site and application owners. So like a site admin can actually delegate specific features out to each individual application within the site too.
I see. Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
So you can have kind of sub-delegation in a way.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting. And then can you then create an IIS interface that has capabilities that just for that guy? Could you like strip it from of the features that they can't do?
You're just saying can you like give the application or site owner a specific view of configuration?
Yeah.
So you can actually like remove specific features by going to the feature delegation page again and saying things are not delegated. And that would mean this feature doesn't even show up at all for the user and they can't even see those settings.
And you can set that up on a per user basis?
You can set that up on a per site or per application basis.
Okay, I see. So when they open it up for that application,
yep.
Certain objects in the UI just don't appear.
Exactly, yep.
Wow, so that's pretty good.
Yep.
That sounds pretty extremely granular.
It's definitely very, very flexible, so you can do a lot of different things with it if you want to. You can actually replace every single piece of UI that we put in the tool and replace it with your own. We actually did a little experiment with that once.
So in terms of like completion for the UI for, I guess Vista is pretty much wrapped up now.
Yeah.
And so how much change are we looking at in terms of the UI between now and server, which is, you know, a ways in the future still?
We have a couple things that we want to do. I mean, in the server SKUs, you get a couple more features, which you can see in the UI. In Vista, we didn't let you tweak every single little thing in the UI. But in Vista, we're gonna we're planning right now to have like this advanced mode where you can basically get low-level access to all the configuration and tweak any setting that's possible to be tweaked.
In the UI.
In the UI. Yeah.
So that's a change from like IS6 where you had to often go into the metabase and set up kinds of.
Yeah, this. I mean, it'll be sort of similar, I guess, to like the MB Explorer tool.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah. So you'll have like a way to like select a node.
So sort of a browser for the config file.
Yeah, exactly. We plan on having something like that. We're planning on adding something which we are calling protocol extensibility, which is, right now the runtime lets you extend the server with different protocols. So things like Indigo, using the TCP.NET protocol, or maybe a future FTP server could be plugged in.
Oh, interesting.
And, or you know, anything that you want where you can write a listener adapter and have it listen, like. Have used the WAS activation protocol. And we want to let the UI actually handle that kind of stuff too, so you can associate different kinds of bindings with each site.
Sure.
And we'll have like some way where you can extend the UI to like have first class support of your protocol within the UI.
Right. And that's the plans. That doesn't mean that's actually gonna get
there. Oh yeah, there's no
that's been my experience.
Yeah. Well, of course some things don't get done, but you know.
It's always great because when you start with a project it's like here's all of our wish list, and then as
time goes on, you start cutting away.
Can we actually do that in a reliable, secure way?
But those are some of the big ones that we'd really like to do. We also like we'd like to get our remote story exactly right. I mean, we have sort of a remote story, but we'd like to make it really solid. And that's our really big work.
So, will you be able to manage an IS7 server from XP?
That is to be determined. Technically speaking, it's possible, and we've done some experiments where we actually have it working that way. We have like a little MSI that you can just take and install on your XP machine, and you can start to manage IS7. But we just have to figure out what the right way of distributing that is.
I see. And obviously Vista will be able to support.
Oh yeah, of course.
So that's we've got that much going.
Yeah.
But so the XP story is still to be worked out.
Yeah, and like of course 2K as well probably would be able to do it if we figure out.
What about the other way? Can I manage like an IS6 server? Can I put an IS console on IS6 on
the Oh yeah, so device? So Vista and Longhorn Server will actually come with an IS6 console, so you can go manage your download servers.
And so now in your new role with the IS team, what's in your domain? What are you supervising?
Oh, so in my new role, I sort of supervise all the program managers for IIS, which basically covers the entire scope of IIS.
Well, wasn't that Bill Staples' job?
Yeah, that was, but he was sort of like doing double duty, because he's both the PUM and the GPM, or the group program manager previously, and there's sort of a lot of...
What's a PUM?
A PUM, a PUM is a product unit manager. It's like the head honcho of IIS, I guess.
Okay.
And he was sort of splitting duty, and... sort of ambiguous as to where the line is drawn between the group program manager and the product unit manager, but we're trying to work that out.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. And I know, the people I've talked to and me personally, we're all really excited about what the product team is doing because IS7 looks to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, Sam. Yep.